Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, let's talk sports. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs. The Eastern Conference is down to just two teams, the Miami Heat, and they are playing the Boston Celtics. And game one is going to be played soon. DJ, what's the series like right now? Have they played the first game of the series?
They play the first game tonight.
All right. We play game number one tonight. So we'll see what happens in the Eastern Conference. Okay, and then the Western Conference, we have the Golden State Warriors playing the Dallas Mavericks, which is an upset. Dallas Mavericks beat the Phoenix Suns in game seven of the series. So they put themselves in first place to play against the Golden State Warriors. And game one, when did they play the first game, DJ? Golden State Warriors.
I was muted. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay. Golden State Warriors are playing the Dallas Mavericks. Game one tomorrow night. So that's the sports report for G Money Sports. Now, for G-Money's news, well, we had President Biden went to Buffalo, New York, to talk to the relatives of the people that got killed in the shopping center, Tops Shopping Center in Baltimore, in Buffalo, New York. So he laid some flowers on the grave, and he talked to the families, and he gave them their condolences. And he's going back into Washington, and they're going to present a bill that says that they're going to shut down the weapons. They're going to stop people with mental illnesses from getting weapons, and they'll cut down the shooting of a lot of people around the country. So they've had shootings in Las Vegas, and they had shootings in California, and of course they had the shooting in Buffalo, New York. So the president is going to initiate a ban on weapons so that people can stop shooting weapons and stop having shootouts with gang or stop shooting race relations, stop shooting people in different race relations. So that's G Money's news report for today. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house. And I want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace. And riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street, and somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have... get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Century. So I made the light, and I'm gunning and rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me, and they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street, and then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it, rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And do you know, one day I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro. Made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me
the only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want you to check out my social media platform. Check out TikTok and see all of the jokes I've recorded for your listening pleasure on TikTok. And then go to Instagram and look under G Money, the Pimp Comic, and look at all the activities, the songs, and the music I've recorded on Instagram for your listening pleasure. And then go to Twitter and look under G Money, the Pimp Comic, and all the rants and everything that I've left on Twitter for your listening pleasure. And then go to YouTube and look at all of the music videos that I've recorded for you on YouTube, on the social media platform. And then check out SoundCloud, where you can hear a lot of the songs that I recorded that I've listed on SoundCloud for you to listen to and your listening time. And then go to www.storytimewithgmoney.com. It's my website. And when you pull up the website, look at the menus at the top of the page, and you can look at blogtalkradio.com. That's my radio show where I have 780 radio shows that you can listen to for your listening pleasure. And then go across the menu and then pull up Gregory's products, G Money's products. It's a product store that we have on the internet where we have over 200 products that you can buy with the G with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol and then what you want to look forward to on your products. And then you can go across the menu to listen to stories, and you can go to Story Time and listen to all of my stories. I have 17 story albums available for you to listen to, and you can pay for the albums for $20 an album, and you can collect the albums and listen to some great stories, some interesting stories, some funny stories, and some really interesting, crazy stories that you can listen to and enjoy yourself and entertain your family and your friends. And then you go to the menu where you have the music, and you can go down the music list to 5 music albums, and you can listen to 50 songs that I've recorded for your listening pleasure. I have 5 albums with 10 songs on each album. So you can listen to my story, my songs, and listen to the music of me singing and me rapping and the songs that I wrote and I put together for your listening pleasure. So you can find all of that on the social media on storytimewithgmoney.com. And if you sign up with Facebook, you can go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with Facebook and become a fan and register your name, your address, and your phone number with Facebook on Storytime with G Money with your Facebook. And you can register as a fan, and then we'll give you a shout-out on your birthday. So give us the name, your date of your birthday, and your phone number and your address, and we'll have that information to put out over the radio when we recognize your birthday on the days that you celebrate your birthday. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. So pull up the information on social media and share it with your friends so they can all pull up my social media information and they can listen to G Money, the Pimp Comic, as I'm built to entertain all of you, everybody around the world. So put it out there so that everybody can spread the word, so that everybody will know G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, back to the radio show. DJ Papa D, take it over, and I'm out of here.
So we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendant. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
Your mind.
got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
that was my outfit. And I went to a club, and I was the first dancer out. So I got to the club early, and I undressed, and I wrapped, I wiped, wiped myself down with baby oil. So I was shiny like a black seal. I mean, I was glowing. And I put my outfit on, and I walked out and wrapped myself with my cape and walked out on the floor, and the women started screaming and hollering. And I went and stood in front of them in the middle of the stage with the lights glowing on me and shining on me, and I'm just shining, and I'm standing there, and the women are watching me, and I'm dancing. I start dancing side to side, and they're looking at me dancing, and they're like, wow, what does he have on under that cape?
Black Magic City.
Full length, and they couldn't see what I had on under it. All they could see was the edge of my leg warmers on my ankle. That's all they could see. So I danced around, and then I stopped in the center of the stage, and I threw my cape open, and oh, man, they went crazy. They saw my outfit. I had black fishnet material, and they just screamed. I was shining like a black seal because the lights on the stage were just shining off of my body, and I was just shining. And they looked at me, and they were like, oh, my God, he's beautiful. He's gorgeous. He's black, and he's so handsome. And I just danced back and forth, and I was doing the mashed potatoes, and I was doing the funky chicken, and I was doing the swim, and I was doing the robot. I started doing the back walks like Michael Jackson. I started doing all of those moves, and the girls just went crazy. They were just like, oh, my God, he can dance too? And I was just moving all over the place. And the record went off, and the next record came on, and I stopped in the middle of the floor, and I dropped my cape to the ground, and all they could see was my arms were shining in the wind, in the light, and my face was glowing in the light. And I had a chain on my neck that looked like Mr. T. I had like 20 chains around my neck, gold chains. And I had my gold dress on with a mini, it was a mini skirt, and I got my leg warmers that come up to my thighs. And I'm standing there, and I'm dancing around, and the women are just going crazy. They're just looking at me, and I got black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I'm just dancing back and forth. And I go into the audience, and the girls want to grab my butt. They're trying to grab my dick. They're trying to put their hands all over me, and I'm walking through, and they're just trying to put... I got a white belt on with a big buckle, and they're putting money in my buckle and my belt, and they're putting money on my side. And I go, and I walk through the audience, and everybody's putting money on me. And I go back up to the stage, and I take the money out of my pocket. And I put it on the floor. I take all the money off of me, and I put it on the floor. And I go back in the audience, and I'm walking around, and girls are grabbing me, and they're rubbing on my leg, and they're rubbing my butt, but they can't see anything yet because I still got this mini skirt on. And they're just like, oh, my God, that is beautiful. He is gorgeous. And I'm all buffed up been playing ball all of my life. I was lifting weights, and I had played ball in college. So I came home, and I had the perfect shape, and my chest was tight. My arms were big. I was feeling good. I was looking good, and I was very self-confident, and I walked through everybody. And I went from the back of the stage to the front of the stage, and I had a good time doing it. And I got to the front of the stage, and the second song went off. And the third song came on, and I stood there in front of everybody, and I started doing the robot. Slow but sure, I was doing the robot. And everybody is watching me, and I'm like, yeah, this is my moment. And all of a sudden, I reached around to the zipper, and I pulled the zipper down, and the whole dress fell off. Boom! It dropped to the floor, and I'm standing there in a G-string, and I'm just black, and I'm shiny like a black seal. And I got blackness just streaming all over the place. And people are just looking at me, and the women are screaming and hollering. And they're like, oh, my God, he looks so good. He's so handsome. And then I walked into the audience, and they started grabbing my ass. And they're trying to grab my dick. And they're trying to put hands on my nuts. And they're trying to touch all over me, and I'm walking through the crowd, and I'm like, oh, no. This is a great time for me. I'm enjoying it to death. I'm loving it. And I got all these women, and they're throwing money at me, and I'm getting money and putting it in my G-string, and they're putting money in my butt and on the string that goes up my butt. And they're putting money all over me, and I'm walking up, and I walk up and down in the audience, and they're just giving me money. They're putting money all on me. Then I take the money, and I walk up to the stage, and I throw the money on the ground again. I throw the money on the ground, and then I'm dancing. I'm doing the robot, and I'm doing the robot. And then I do the moonwalk, and I slide back across the stage, and then I turn around and I slide back the other way, and then I do
hey, bro,
the
I think it's chicken, time for a drop.
And then I do the mashed potatoes, and I'm just moving my body. And
I think
going,
it's time for
oh
a drop,
God,
bro.
He can dance. He's doing amazing stuff. Now back to my story. I'm talking, and I'm walking around, and these girls are just loving me, the black beautiful. Yeah, they're just saying, Jesus, that boy is good looking, and he got body by Fisher. Oh, he's looking so good. And I'm just walking around, and I finish the song, and I go to the stage, and I pick up all my money, and I pick up my cape and my dress, my mini skirt, and I put it around my arm, and I walk through the crowd back to the dressing room to get dressed. And that is the J for my...
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Somebody dropped a dime. They got a contract out on you.
Community relations program, you know, get to know your neighborhood better, take a nigga to lunch week, you know, things like that.
Now, we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangster shit.
Guys, he was put on the cross, and he died on Calvary, and he rose again to let the world know that there's life after death, and you can live in eternity. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. I'm a child of God in God's royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died on the cross on Calvary. He died to save us with the blood of Christ. He saved us for our sins, and he just died, and 3 days he rose again on Easter Sunday. He let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. You can live in harmony in heaven, in the royal family. You can go to the kingdom of God and live with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in harmony. Miraculously, in harmony. I'm a child of God, in God's royal, in harmony, in his royal family. I want to live in harmony, in God's royal family. Jesus Christ will come back again, and he will get his followers, the people that believe in him. He'll come back and take them with him to heaven so they can live in harmony eternally, in unity. I'm a child of God, in God's harmony, in his unity, his royal family. I've been all over the world spreading the good news that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and in 3 days he rose again, and he rose on Easter Sunday. He rose to let the world know that there's life after death if you believe in him. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family.
believe in you.
Christ who died for me.
The blood washed away my sin. Now I'm living in the righteousness of thee. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Eternally, eternity, he loves, he blessed me miraculously. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Miraculously, you can live in harmony. You can live in the kingdom of God with Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. I'm a child of God, and I'm a member of God's holy family. You can live forever in eternity. Eternally. Everlastingly. It's been 40 days. That's when Jesus rode into Nazareth on the donkey. And the Jews didn't like him because he had done some miracles. He had made the blind see, made the lame walk, rose the dead. Yeah, he had turned water into wine, has fed over 2,000 people with just 3 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Yes, he has done his, showing that his Father is great and almighty. And he baptized John the Baptist, and John the Baptist baptized him. And the word went out that Jesus Christ has come to the earth to die for our sins. Watch out, people, as the time is getting close. He's coming back to get those that believe.
I want you to get yourself together and get back out there and get me my money. Now, I don't care how long it takes you, you get out there and get it.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, May I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had an Adam's apple. And they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? And, well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? But before we go, let's give a shout-out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on the 17th. Of May 2022. So DJ Papa D, can you give us a list of all the people that are celebrating their birthday today? And we can recognize them as being fans and friends.
Yes, I can. Pharrell Williams has a birthday today. Hawanya Davis Render is 50 years old today. She's a Zeta. Lawrence Fuller is 51 years old today. David Kalonji Walton Sr. has a birthday today. Victoria Redmond has a birthday. Marion Jackson Tisby is 29 years old today. David Kulo is 35. Tommy Thomas, 57 years old. Happy birthday to Shara Sloan and to Monique Aaron, who is a Zeta and who is also 54 years old today. Ted Jones has a birthday today. Tanya Harris, Kayla Hay Hunt, and last but not least, Malik Yates. Happy birthday to everyone on May 17th, 2022.
All right. Well, happy birthday to all of my fans and my friends, especially my fraternity brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and all of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and all the other Greeks and the GDIs. That's right. I'm recognizing all of the individuals that didn't have the heart to pledge a fraternity or a sorority, but graduated from college anyway. So happy birthday to you, because today is your special day. It's your birthday, and I want to give you a recognition for your birthday. So I want to wish you happy birthday for now until ever. May God bless you with the gracious goodness that he provides every day that you're alive. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody that celebrated their birthday today on May 17th, 2022. And may you have gracious grace and blessings to be bestowed upon you on this special day of your life. May you have many great days from now until the day you pass, until the other side, and be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May you be blessed eternally until you pass on. So, without further ado, I want to wish you the very best. And may you get some tonight. May you get some, you know, some cake or some ice cream or some pie or something. Because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. Remember, it's your birthday, and your loved ones will celebrate with you the best that they can. So take advantage of that opportunity and make sure you eat plenty of food today for your birthday. May they feed you with the graciousness and the blessings of our Lord and Savior. May you get all that you deserve and then some. All right. So have a good day, and I'll see you on Thursday, as today, tomorrow will be our day off, but we got NBA basketball tonight and tomorrow, so pay attention to the NBA and get a good idea of who's going to be in the NBA circle for the championship around the world. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. I'll see you on Thursday. So have a good evening, and God bless you. All right, DJ, let us pray.
talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us
as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.